I'm Benan Tierney. Now, marketing on a shoestring is the topic of this evening's Mayo Open Coffee Club meeting, a business network run by business people for business people. Tonight's speaker is Aisling Roach. She is founder and director of a marketing, training and consultancy business. Aidan Crowley caught up with Aisling earlier today for the Grapevine, and he began by suggesting to Aisling that in the financial times we find ourselves in, the title of her presentation, Marketing on a Shoestring, is an appropriate one.
Exactly, Aidan, you're dead right. And the audience that we would typically be speaking to at the Mayo Open Coffee Club are local Mayo-based businesses, small, medium enterprises, and perhaps even individuals thinking of starting up their own business. So by their very nature, they have limited resources. They certainly don't have large marketing budgets. In fact, if any marketing budgets, then they often have themselves or just a partner with which that they can promote and develop their own businesses. So that's what we'll be focusing on this evening. It's how can these small businesses promote effectively their own businesses, their products and their services.
And how can they do that? What will you be emphasising in the course of your speech?
Well, the first thing that I'll be emphasising and the thing I'll be carrying through in the whole presentation is the importance of understanding your target market segment. Again, because we're small and medium enterprises, we're not able to serve, or usually not able to serve, a national or a global market. So we need to segment our markets, and we need to understand who or what is that segment that we're going after. And by understanding that segment, we can then understand where they maybe work or how they do business and where they'd expect to see messages about our particular product or service. Once we understand that, then we get a much better return on our investment when we choose which media to promote our business or service through.
So in other words, it's not necessarily the case that online marketing might be appropriate for a particular business, and in another case it may well be.
No, absolutely right. It's all about understanding your target. So if we would take two examples, if I was selling some sort of product to maybe local Mayo-based farmers, I might be selling maybe plastic wrap for balers or something like that. Your average Mayo farmer may not be using social media on a regular basis, so it would not necessarily be appropriate to promote our product or our service that way. They might expect to see an article in the Farmers Journal, for example, or in the farming pages of one of the local newspapers. However, if I'm trying to sell something online, absolutely, it's quite likely that my target market is going to be online and therefore expect me to be online and communicating them in some sort of online social media.
We've all heard the phrase, the customer is always right, but it would seem to me, listening to you, that it's important for businesses to know their customer.
It's extremely important for businesses to know their customer. We'll touch on that this evening, ways that we as small and medium businesses can try and understand our customers better. Ideally, if we already have customers, if we're not starting off in business, the best place to start is with the customers that we already have. Understand what motivates them, understand what their challenges are, what their problems are, and why they're buying from us in the first place, and why maybe they might buy more from us, and why they're not buying from the competition. If we understand all of that, it's going to make it a hell of a lot easier to communicate further with them. If we're starting off in business, we have to look around at maybe competing organisations, look around at different medias and trade publications which relate to the industry in which we're in. And then very quickly we'll get an idea of the type of messages, the type of conversations that are going on within our particular space. And again, that will then make it easier for us to create messages and decide where we need to communicate.
How difficult is it for startup businesses now? You know, we're going through probably the worst recession since the 1930s. Businesses are struggling. You need to be a pretty strong individual, I would imagine, to start in business in circumstances like those we're experiencing now.
I think you do. You need to be highly motivated, absolutely. But equally, in this difficult climate, there's an awful lot of support out there. I mean, this Mayo Open Coffee Club is a prime example of that. It's a free event this evening that anybody can come along to and start networking with similar individuals and similar businesses in the same boat and facing the same challenges. And I'm always amazed at the value that these events create, because inevitably, not only you might, you know, come to hear a particular speaker talk on a topic of interest, but even of more value is meeting people who might give you some direction, who might give you a tip, who will give you an additional contact with whom you can do business or whom you can get support from. So while it's difficult, there's an awful lot out there for small businesses and indeed for businesses who are thinking of starting their own new business in Ireland today.
Is marketing and advertising and learning about the customer and learning the manner in which one should advertise, does it vary from country to country, or are the principles much the same no matter where you're doing business?
The fundamentals are the same, as in you have to understand who your customer is and why they might buy your product or service or why they might not. That doesn't change no matter what culture you're in. Absolutely, depending then on what culture, on what country and geographical location that you live in, then you may be changing what way you communicate to a particular target audience. For example, Facebook would still be much more popular in the States than it is here in Ireland. So a lot of businesses would use Facebook more effectively in the States than they would here, because as of yet, the average consumer and the average business doesn't really expect a business-to-business company to be doing a lot of work on Facebook in Ireland, whereas they would in the States.
Are there any circumstances where it might be better not to advertise?
Oh, absolutely. And this is what we cover this evening. Advertising, and I would say this for small and medium enterprises, this is certainly would be lower down the line of priority in terms of how we would communicate. The first thing we would be considering would be public relations. So that would be communicating with journalists who would be writing about and interested in the industry within which we're working. Advertising is a challenging one because by its very nature you have to pay up front from your ad and you have for your ad, and you have to be very sure that whatever publication you're advertising in is very focused at your target market. And it's quite a costly way of communicating for a small and medium business when they are faced with a lot of other options like public relations, like using websites, like using social media, like using direct marketing. So often advertising should not be considered as a first port of call for communications for small and medium businesses.
Now, the Mayo Open Coffee Club event this evening, it's in the Harlequin Hotel. Who would benefit from attending?
Small businesses, medium-sized businesses, investors, people maybe even just toying around with an idea. They're great events to come to get a bit of information on what are the challenges facing other smaller businesses. And as I said before, equally to network with people and get more information from others is where they might find further support. So anybody is welcome. Anybody in business or thinking about getting into business is very much welcome.
And I think the admission is free, which is encouraging.
Absolutely, which is free and always. And I think we get a free cup of coffee as well to keep us warm in this wet night in Mayo.
There's Aisling Roach talking earlier today to Aidan Crowley about that event that's coming up this evening. Very interesting event called Marketing on a Shoestring. It's the topic of this evening's Mayo Open Coffee Club here this evening in Castlebar.